This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening as we keep the questions coming about a possible intervention by the U.S. in Syria. Ahmed Daoud joins us now, Takeaway listener in Minneapolis who grew up in Kuwait with his family during the Gulf War back in 1991. After witnessing that war firsthand, his family came to the United States, where he's now a citizen working as a semiconductor engineer in the Minneapolis area. Ahmed Daoud, thank you for speaking with us.
Hi.
What is your principal question about what is being contemplated by the Obama administration and now Congress?
Well, I guess my primary question would be, what is the true extent? I don't think they've elaborated adequately enough about what is the true extent of the intervention that they're planning. I think they've repeated terms like no boots on the ground and surgical strikes and things of that nature. But I think the concern from the Arab world and that I hear being echoed from friends and family overseas is this going to spiral into an Iraq situation? Are we going to have U.S. military presence a year down the line in Syria or even 6 months down the line? Or is this truly going to be a situation like Libya or the first Gulf War where things were executed in a very timely and efficient manner and the U.S. was out very quickly?
Ahmed, some of this came up in the hearings yesterday, and I think we'll probably hear more of it over the next few days. But how many conversations have you had with friends, family, back in the Middle East, people who are from the Middle East who are part of your friend network here in the United States, that go along the lines of, man, we could soon be looking at instability, war, and violence from Libya to Egypt to Syria to Lebanon straight through to the Gulf and Bahrain, including maybe even Kuwait. Had any conversations like that?
I have. And the interesting thing is the concern seems to be more about what is the extent of a U.S. intervention going to be rather than the necessity of that right now, which I think from being able to take a step back and look at things from a somewhat aerial perspective, having both perspectives, being a U.S. citizen, being living here in the U.S. and also having strong roots back there and family back there, I think my concern is more, you know, we need some sort of U.S. intervention and we need it yesterday because every minute that passes, the people over there don't have the luxury of the time that we have here to contemplate it and weigh things through Congress. There is definitely, like you said, the concern that things would spill over if the situation is not managed, and that's a very true threat, and it could destabilize the entire region. People are worried about that. People are concerned about that. But also people have some sort of a knee-jerk aversion to the idea of U.S. intervention because, you know, they're still traumatized with the experience with a very strong military presence still to this day in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and it doesn't seem to be going away as quickly as people had hoped.
So I'm hearing an odd parallel. Earlier on the program, an Israeli official suggested that there's a lot of sense within Israel of a feeling of caution. Whoa, careful. This could go wrong. That's echoed in the Arab world, it sounds like.
Absolutely. People do acknowledge that this is a powder keg. A lot of people in Arab nations, I have friends in Egypt and in Syria and in Jordan, and their concern is this is spilling over to other countries. These conflicts, people from both sides of the conflicts, both Alawites and Sunnis, some of them are escaping Syria, and these conflicts could spill over to being localized conflicts in the countries to which they are going to seek refuge in. And so it could quickly spiral into small pockets of conflict in many of the surrounding countries.
Well, Ahmed Daoud, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ahmed Daoud is a semiconductor engineer who works just outside Minneapolis. He was a child living in Kuwait with his family during the Gulf War in 1991. He's a U.S. citizen today.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.